civil lawsuit just to get mops and brooms.
Yeah, after 4 weeks of sweeping with newspaper and mopping our pod with our towels. Yeah, we got 26 in the cell, and often the food is tossed in there through or under the door. Sometimes the guards count wrong, or other prisoners even take more than one before everyone gets theirs.
I spent 7 days in quarantine, which meant solitary confinement. I was supposed to get out an hour once a day, but with 26 cells all in a row, if the guards changed shifts before they got to my cell, sometimes they missed me, and I'd be in there for 36 hours straight. It was hell. Sometimes they'd have me go alone for more than a day with no food, no lounge time. Two prisoners died while I was in there.
Criminal is a short animated musical documentary featuring the musician Stu Stewart, who wrote the music with Heidi Rodewald, Krish Gundu, executive director of the Texas Jail Project, and Alec Karakatsanis, founder of the Civil Rights Corps and author of Copaganda, How Police and the Media Manipulate Our News. You can watch Criminal on the New Yorker magazine website and YouTube channel. That does it for our show. Democracy Now!'s Nermeen Sheikh is speaking Saturday in St. Louis. You can check it out at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland, 90.7 on your FM dial.
Hi, this is Melissa Lesniak, the creator and host of That Vegan Show. On That Vegan Show, you will hear in-depth guest interviews on vegan-related topics, such as companion animals, environmentalism, social issues, and food and nutrition. We also learn about specific animals, such as possums and rabbits, including their needs and ways to help them. Be sure to tune in to That Vegan Show on the fourth Friday of the month at 11 a.m., right here on KBOO Portland.
Support for KBOO comes from its members and from the First Unitarian Church, presenting Targeting Doctors in Gaza, Breaking the Silence at 7 p.m. on Thursday, October 30th. The event will include a vigil for murdered Palestinian healthcare workers, a short film of a doctor's report on Gaza, and more. Event info available at firstunitarianportland.org/events-calendar.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. This is a little show we like to call Genius Box Friday Talk Radio here on your community connection. I'm Althea.
And I'm Reed.
Reed's here too. We're back,
I'm
guys.
I'm back. Back in the studio.
Couldn't be happier to be back. Let's come to account. Why weren't we here last week?
Summer break.
What? That can't be right. That doesn't sound right to me at all.
No, I was in the sleepy little town of Bend, Oregon.
Oh, ever heard of it?
Have I?
Yeah. Well, you probably have. I don't know.
I had to.
Yeah. Well.
Was hearing all about it. Big things going on in Bend.
Right. Sure. I'll take your word for it.
More than just a bend in the road,
I'll okay. tell you at this okay. point. Okay. Well, today, what are we going to be doing? We got some headlines of the week that you may have missed. We'll be talking about those. We're opening up the phone lines a little later in the show. There's a little bit of scandal on the menu for us today. We're not necessarily, you know, chasing down scandal, but scandal sure does seem to find us here in Portland, Oregon.
All I got to say is my friends haven't been responding to my texts. I'm asking when's the next game? When are we playing cards again? Phone line's completely blank, completely dead. And I'm just wondering, should I bring my 3D glasses?
My X-ray specs.
Should I bring my X-ray specs?
We're going to be talking about
should I bring my convincing mannequin that looks like me, and then I wear...
And that was expensive.
That was incredibly expensive.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit later about the coach of the Trailblazers getting swept up. Well, it seems like he was an active participant. He's being accused of some...
Swept up.
He was swept up in it. Rigging poker games with the mafia. So we're going to talk about that later. But there's a couple other things we want to get to first, if that's okay. This is sort of just a point of order, an FYI, if you will. At 10 a.m. today, District Judge Karen Immergut, who is the judge who basically blocked the National Guard deployment in Portland, there's a hearing 10 a.m. over the phone. You can watch it online, I'm pretty sure, about whether or not she's going to rescind her order that is keeping National Guard off the streets because, of course, the Ninth Circuit ruled against it 2-1, but there's this request that the entire Ninth Circuit rule en banc, which is like they all have to weigh in. So they're voting whether they're going to all weigh in, and we're not sure when that's happening.
So far, only three of them have weighed in on the original.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So there's some legal proceedings. If you're following, I mean, how can you not be following the National Guard story? If you want to watch,
has some a hearing, relatively large implications for the city.
Well, what if this is a new character I'm developing who is like, well, but
the skeptic.
I see.
The same character that's running cover for Chauncey Billups.
I'm really trying to
playing cards. Can you fault a person for it?
I'm really trying to advocate for the downtrodden, namely the National Guard and our coach who's been, you know, indicted.
This character I just imagine kind of pacing around a courtroom in an ill-fitting suit, sweating a ton. They've got a bunch of papers that are sort of loosely clasped into a kind of a faux leather briefcase with some of the papers sticking out of the sides.
Yeah. If I were a lawyer, I would keep all my papers inside my jacket and just keep pulling them out.
Yeah, keep pulling them out.
Exhibit B. And I'm just stuffed,
let's take a look at this
to
one.
The gills. And I call for a recess to stuff more papers in my jacket.
I was told that recess came with a snack. I was also told that recess we would get to play capture the flag.
I was told that I would get to call my mom after recess. Is that not... That's not happening. We're back in session now. Oh, my
We're back
bad.
In session now. Great.
Great.
Okay, so I'm just going to miss lunch. She's not going to make...
Okay,
she's
so
not
no,
going to make the Scooby-Doo so mac you, and cheese.
So you don't have juice. And so that was a lie. Objection. There's no juice here, Your Honor.
Yeah. I just like to have it written to the court that they're liars and that they're denying me the maroon gushers.
Maroon gushers? Maroon?
I don't know.
Maroon 5 does it.
The Maroon 5 branded gushers.
Combo with gushers. Did you know there's 7 of them? Let's not get into it.
Seven Maroon 5
gushers? Yeah. So there could be 40 total.
What?
I don't think that math is wrong.
7 by 5 is not even 40.
I know. As soon as I said it, I knew. Okay.
Objection.
Objection. Bad math.
Objection. Bad math.
Sustained. Okay.
Wait, you're the lawyer and the judge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a kangaroo court. Haven't you heard?
Springing from one position to the other. I'm bailiff too.
Okay, yeah, you're the bailiff and the opposing counsel.
Opposing counsel.
If anybody else wants to get in on this sort of scene,
I'm also the surprise witness.
Okay.
Surprise. Oh my
God. Bailiff, get him out of here.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Okay, sorry. Let's talk about something real, which is...
searing indictment of the last of the previous conversation.
Yeah, you're right. That was deep. I'm sorry.
You have this written down as TriMet 82nd Bus Lane Hullabaloo.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about here.
Is it the official title of it?
That's, well, no. This is a kangaroo court.
The T-A-2-B-L-H.
T-8-B-L-H. Wait, sorry, what?
I am the T-A-2-B-L-H.
Okay, stop. There's a whole sort of redesign of 82nd that is in the process right now. And
82nd Avenue.
82nd Avenue, one of the main thoroughfares of this fine town, the geographical center of the city. I don't know if you know that.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yes, yes.
You learn something new every day.
But exactly how 82nd is going to be improved, how TriMet is going to change its operations on that corridor, is a point of great, you know, pushback,
contention.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you. Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo, I believe, is the correct word.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. A lot of people involved. And wouldn't you know it, business is one of those.
Right. So
embodied people.
Exactly. So last week, TriMet staff released their recommendation to build 3 miles of semi-dedicated bus lanes. So people call and correct me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
This is mostly bus lane, but it's also business access and turn lane. So it's sort of mixed use, but mostly
for
transit. And
I was going to say, because the context is that there's a bus, is it 75?
70, I think it's a 72.
72.
Yeah.
Most used bus lane in the city.
The bus
I think they say that the line gets about 10,000 commuters per day.
And it's like stuffed, the buses, you know? And the service isn't really that fast because of traffic on 82nd.
And the traffic on 82nd is really fast and...
Yeah, it's
dangerous.
It's not really a...
People treat it like a highway.
I mean, it's an orphaned highway. It's one of them. It's not for no reason. So transit riders and advocates were hoping for 7 miles of this type of lane that is more reserved for transit, that's able to speed up buses and things like that. And TriMet staff is saying only 3.
Mm-hmm.
Bike Portland reports on this. There's bigger pushback towards the TriMet board. They start blaming Bike Portland because a bunch of people, you know, start emailing the TriMet board saying, hey, what the heck is going on here? I don't think 3 miles is sufficient for this corridor. Like, this is something that's really important. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
the 3 miles seems to speak to concerns from business located on the avenue that the bus lanes are impeding, you know, traffic in and out of their businesses. They're they're going to be I think one, like, there was all this kind of traumatic language around the bus lanes as destroying the integrity of the street for you know, customers
trying to get precious into beautiful cars. And so it's interesting that they started blaming Bike Portland when it started getting, you know, some amount of publicity that a community was responding to. And so then there's this whole community advisory meeting that happened the other night, and there was a lot of kind of back and forth, you know, like, oh, the Metro Chamber, the Business Alliance wants one thing. But it is like you're saying, intense language. These bus lanes are going to, and they're not even just bus lanes. They're not true bus rapid transit. They're bus business access turn lanes.
Yeah, it was. I would describe their comments as I've seen them.
Sure.
As unconscious, or I would say maybe more of a conscious misinterpretation of what these bus lanes are going to be. I think they're trying to portray them as like the ones on, like, 6th on the west side that are truly dedicated double white line lanes. Doesn't seem like that's what it's going to be.
Is there evidence that those were disastrous anyway? I don't know.
It turns out people drive in them anyway.
That's the truth.
One of the funniest things to see is a person, not to stereotype, but person not Oregon plates pulling just right into that bus lane just going, wow, the city is just wide open in front of me and no one in this lane.
I mean, I think they deserve a honk for that. You're not smarter than other people for breaking the rules.
I think some of them don't know that they're breaking the rules. I will say
the lane's painted red.
I guess that's true.
Red is the stop color, guys. Well, maybe they're colorblind. I didn't think about that.
It's not in the driver's education manual.
That sometimes
they only say what
the
light color is. They never say what the lane color is.
I guess I was using context clues. For example, stop signs, that red is the sign, or the red curb, can't park there.
I guess you could probably extend the color red. Usually is not indicative of I should drive here. Keep on doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't know. There's this community meeting where they're talking about this. The owner of Fubon Shopping Center, who's also the board chair of the Metro Chamber, said that he surveyed his customers and 93.5% visited the store via vehicle, which is true, I'm sure.
Could
but then
well
people were pushing back on that, saying, you know, that data shows you how things are, but that's probably because it's impossible to get there any other way. It's really hostile to getting up and down 82nd by foot.
Yeah, because Fubon has a large parking lot.
That too.
I don't know about their bus access.
So yeah,
you kind of cultivate the clientele that.
Right, sure. It's less even that. That's what how it's just sort of like the environment asks that of people.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's not even necessarily a choice that they're consciously making. It's really interesting. I don't know. There's this sort of like emergency happening of I got a bunch of emails and everybody's mad at me suddenly and we have to do something, you know, when it is just a recommendation. I guess the thing that it makes me think of is our friend John has been advocating mm-hmm. about
Hi John.
I don't know if he's listening. He might be at work right now, but trying to
John,
get
John, whatever you're doing, run
John,
to the radio.
John, call in, please, if you have something you'd like to share with us, or maybe we'll have him on in a couple weeks to get some of this perspective. But you know, really trying to advocate towards more transit, better walkability, mm-hmm. having it be a safer multimodal corridor on 82nd. And he's been working on this for like a long time, and I, you know. But then the emergency is what gets all of the attention as opposed to the sustained kind of work of trying to understand how people are using 82nd, what do they want, what can we do, and, you know, just the hysterics from the business community that when it feels like the evidence would point towards having faster buses would mean more mm-hmm. people would use it.
Yes.
Already one of the most... Like the busiest
Peabot,
line.
That would be beneficial for them. More people using public transit.
Right. That's people always forget that thing. That if the transit is better, then
I'm sorry,
I will take transit and I won't drive.
Yeah.
And you know that's not true of everybody. But don't. So the worst thing about traffic is that everybody else is in traffic. And if they could all get on the bus, I could get here a lot quicker. So.
Or if I could just clench my fists and close my eyes, and then everyone disappears.
Yeah.
It's like sort of like a Twilight Zone sort of effect.
Yeah, that'd be cool too.
No, that I don't think that would be cool.
Oh.
That point was...
I guess, yeah, no, Twilight Zone, you're right. It's usually a parable about how it's not cool.
It's usually... You don't necessarily want to associate with the main character in the Twilight Zone.
Usually they're usually a jerk.
Hubristic. Or a jerk, as Althea would say. I do like the one common in the community advisory meeting where someone was like... Yeah, the buses only make up 1% of cars. Why are we accommodating the 1%, not the 99% cars?
Like and that's interesting. It's finally somebody's waking up.
It by the unit of vehicle, not perhaps by how many people are in this vehicle. I don't know if I've ever seen a car that has 50 people in it.
True. They should put a carpool lane on 82nd. It's called a school bus. Talking about that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're basically just arguing for a carpool lane.
No, they don't even want that.
Where I put in my mannequin that looks exactly like me.
You know what would be better is
and I'm driving
not even...
and then I get pulled over and then I say, he was driving.
We're twins.
We're twins and he's the evil twin.
He's the evil twin. Only the real twin would say this.
Only the good twin would be able to find in his heart to
break the rules of the car. No, wait, to carpool properly. I'm losing the thread a little bit. But you did put down here that the next community advisory committee meeting for TriMet is on the 19th of November.
Oh, yeah. You can go. 6 to 7:30 p.m.
At PCC Southeast Community Hall Annex. Okay, great. Good to know.
It's in person only, so I don't think you can...
No Skyping in, folks.
Skyping in, Zooming in, Microsoft Teamsing in.
That one rolls off the tongue.
Google chatting in.
Google Meet. Have some respect.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's Google Chat then?
I think it's another one of their dead projects.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them in that sidebar of your Gmail. Don't cry. Hey, it's okay.
Sorry. I'm just crying about Google Chat. Don't mind me.
Don't remind him about Google Glass, you guys. He's going to get really broken up about it.
No, Althea is making a joke. I'm wearing my Google Glass, although it's a little on the fritz. There's some sparks kind of coming out of it. Yep. And
I hope the mic isn't picking that up. Do we want to talk about the Louvre heist?
Oh, do we?
Did you guys hear?
Yeah. In local news.
In local news. We're really focusing on the local today.
You guys ever heard of the Louvre?
The Louvre?
Yeah, wait. Sorry, I didn't do my research. What Louvre definition?
What do you mean?
Louvre is a...
It's a museum.
National Art Museum in Paris, France. One of the most famous museums in the world.
Yep.
Just a little context.
Yeah.
Not every person is a big museum head.
Right. Yeah, you probably have never heard of it. It's where they're keeping my friend Mona Lisa. One of these days they'll let her out.
So
they stole a bunch of jewels.
Giocondo.
Some guys. They're still on the run. Good for them, I say.
Yeah.
Didn't know that you could just...
Great cardio. That's why I want to do cardio. So you can stay on the run.
They dropped an empress's crown in the gutter, which I also think is kind of
is
badass.
So funny.
It's so funny like, that they're like, we really got to
lose
go.
It.
That one's too heavy.
What's another diadem?
Yeah. Empress who? We don't even care about who that is. Yeah, they got one of those trucks with a ladder on it.
Imagine also finding that diadem in the gutter.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Being like, I should return this, but could also... Do have that
like
dinner party.
Like a mighty pretty on the top of my head. Yeah, wild that we're still stealing jewels.
I think it's so awesome. I think it's also awesome that it occurred... I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't say awesome. I think it's...
Empty your pockets, bud. You're talking a lot like a guy who just came into some tiaras.
Okay, yeah. I was at a pawn shop in Hermiston. I found a suspicious-looking diadem. It didn't quite have the correct number of pearls and diamonds
right.
that they were describing. I am currently, I have a submission waiting to get access to the, what's the name
of it? It was like the Interpol art, stolen art database.
Stolen art database. So I will be able to cross-reference my diadem with the one that was stolen from the Louvre just to make sure. I think it's just another diadem. Honestly.
I mean...
Any old pawn shop diadem that you just
right, right.
But...
As far as artifacts go, I mean, stealing jewels, it just feels so classic. Obviously, it's bad, but also...
But it's kind of classy.
They're going to pull them all apart, you know, launder all the jewels.
Yeah. You think
profit.
So?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You don't think they sell it on Facebook Marketplace?
I mean, maybe.
Craigslist?
Well...
Not stolen.
What do they have in France? Do they have Craigslist over there?
Le Craigslist.
Craigslist.
What's Craig in French?
It's a great question. I don't know.
Like Jean-Pierre?
Jean-Pierre's list.
Jean-Pierre's list.
Wow. That could be it. Yeah, what would you steal from the Louvre?
I would steal... that's a great question. Probably something from the gift shop.
Oh.
That stuff is so expensive.
Yeah. True.
I probably steal like my grandma and grandpa, who loved me very much, went to the Louvre and they got me this gray t-shirt. Or
and because there's no other way to get that shirt otherwise is the unfortunate thing about it.
Or I'd steal the Le Mona Lisa gummy bear as portrayed in the Simpsons episode where Homer Simpson goes to the gummy convention, the candy convention, steals the Mona Lisa gummy bear.
Mm-hmm.
The Venus de Milo.
Was it a gummy bear
thank
Venus
you,
de Milo?
Thank you, Nate.
Okay,
yeah, it's
Nate,
a gummy,
Nate was chiming
gummy,
in to let
gummy
us
Venus
know.
De Milo. I'm sorry, not gummy Mona Lisa.
But to put some respect on it. That makes more sense because that's 3D.
Yeah. And you can eat it.
And you can eat
the
it.
The problem with most of the things at the Louvre...
You can't eat them.
You can't or should not.
Hmm.
Lead-based.
Right. It is kind of interesting because it makes me think of the trend among the French bourgeoisie to eat Egyptian mummies. Did you know about this?
Oh, I did know about that.
Yeah. They were like, well, it's good for
I believe
for
I
you.
Learned that from a Futurama episode.
It's just crazy enough to be true. And it is true. It's also, they were putting it into paint. So the mummies that they didn't eat, they blended up into mummy brown. And some of that is in the paintings that you see.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That seems like a not the highest and best use for mummies.
And what would the highest and best use be, in your opinion?
Eating.
I was going to say leaving them in the tomb.
Probably leaving them in the tomb.
Probably leaving them in the tomb. I was going to say it would be an interesting, you know, reversal of fortune for the French if it was suddenly that everybody's... We grind up the diadems.
That would be awesome.
Grind up the diadems. And
bedazzle.
Yum, yum. Oh, bedazzle your insides. No one's talking about that.
Bedazzle your insides. No, I'd probably use it for... I'd really spruce up my Lisa Frank.
notebook. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, those are already pretty flashy, but, you know, what's a little more sparkle for a guy like you?
A guy like me.
Anything else you want to say about the Louvre heist?
No, well, I was just going to say they did it during hours of operation of the Louvre.
Yeah.
They had a cherry picker. They just parked right next to the museum.
Yep. You can get away with a lot if you're wearing, you know, a high viz, climbing up a thing, you know?
Right? I guess that's probably what they did.
You look like you work there. I mean, that's how they stole beret. That's how the Mona Lisa was stolen at one point. It's just some guy wearing a uniform.
So funny. Yeah.
I'll be back. Don't worry about this.
Yeah. No, they just walked up to it during hours of operation, just had a burlap sack and pulled it off the wall, just stuck it in there, and then just humming a tune, walking out of the museum. Oh, this old thing? Oh. No, I walked in with it.
Oh, this? No, we'll bring it right back. Don't sweat it. I think it's cool to do it during the day. Also, because I can't help myself, the Louvre understaffed. Mm. The workers being mistreated. The lines extremely long because they're having some...
Well, this should help with that.
This should definitely help
with
that.
You think it was the Louvre actually kind of trying to maybe,
I don't know. I mean,
guess they're not insured. The diamonds are famously not insured, so they're not getting any insurance money from it.
Right. Oh, yeah, it is weird that they're not insured.
Just kind of take the heat off the museum.
Yeah, this will do that for sure. Well, an excuse to close it down. But, you know, I mean, I have a lot of faith in the ability of the French worker to advocate for themselves. So
they are quite good at
that.
They're
really good at it.
Yeah.
They'll grind the country to a halt, as they should. But I generally speaking, they're able to get what they want. Anyway, that's enough of the Louvre heist. We also had this bit where we were trying to see if it was funny if Elvis was the guy that stole the jewels from the Louvre. I don't know if...
Well, just because Althea does such a...
No, I don't.
Althea
it's entirely...
does an incredible Elvis impression.
Yours is way better.
Althea was doing it in the phone yesterday, and I was going, the king?
The king? The king stole the jewels? It's entirely dependent on just saying little mama at the end of every sentence. I'm not. Can you give us one, just one, before we go to music?
Oh, what should I steal in the Louvre? How about this little mama? How about this little mama over here?
That's perfect. That is.
I gotta work on it. It's first Elvis of the day.
Yeah, you gotta.
Oh, it's gonna be a little rough around the edges.
I agree.
But I just like Elvis just shaking his hips.
Yeah.
In the Louvre. Just no one's in there, and he's right in front of the Mona Lisa.
It's the gyrating that actually smashed the cases open, and he's like, well.
It's sort of a butterfly or a hummingbird-like gyration of the hips emits a frequency that shatters the glass.
Yeah, and you might as well take them, little mama. Okay, you're listening to Genius Box on KB Radio. We're going to take a quick musical break. When we come back, we're talking about...
20-minute break.
No, the Blazers coach getting arrested, and we're opening up the phone lines, so stay with us.
Thank you.
we're back. This is Genius Box on KBOO Community Radio. I'm Althea. I'm here with Reed.
Hello.
Hello. We're still here. We are going to be talking about Chauncey Billups, head coach of the Blazers.
It's arrested. Sports talk.
Sports talk. Running rigged poker games with the mafia? Huh? Wild. Four-year investigation has come to this moment yesterday.
All come to this.
We're going to be talking about kind of how that happened. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Rough start to the Blazers season, I'll say. It's what, day four or something?
Yep. Starting strong. If you
coach indicted on federal gambling case.
Yeah.
It's not a new low. It's just a different kind of low for the Blazers.
It could be the same depth of lowness, but it is markedly, you know, with a different sort of tenor. Folks, if you want to call 503-231-8187, two different indictments involving the NBA. Involving the NBA. One of them, the one that the Blazers coach Billups was involved in, mm-hmm. is basically attracting high rollers to a rigged poker game. Another one involved NBA players inside information trading to bet on games.
Which I think Chauncey Billups is also potentially implicated in.
I don't know if we know that for sure.
But there is some... allegedly, he gave information that Blazers would tank a game a couple of years ago.
Hmm.
And that some players would be injured. And famously, all this kind of like little inside information. Now you've got all these prop bets you could place. So you don't even have to say, oh, the Blazers will or won't win the game. You can be like, oh, the Blazers will win a game and someone's shoelaces will be untied. And
parlay, yes.
And the Domino's pizza will arrive 5 minutes after its expected time of arrival. And the moon will eclipse on... You can create this sort of like full celestial constellation of events.
That is so unlikely that if it does happen, winnings are big.
The winnings are potentially huge. And it does help when you have someone who's the head coach of the team saying, this will happen.
Yeah.
That does increase your chances just slightly.
Yep. We have Jeff on the line. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning. I hope everyone is ready for a deluge from the skies today, and this weekend's going to be a mighty big gully washer.
Whoa. Yeah, I heard that.
You heard it here first.
The word hullabaloo, Althea, is a good choice, and its counterpart or synonym would be contretemps, or contretemps, which brings us to the French, of course, and the big contretemps over the heist at the Louvre. Which so many reporters are insisting on calling the Louvre, which is fine. You can do that. Now, as to, if you'll permit me, as to the issue on 82nd Avenue, Althea, am I right that that's either a federal or state highway? I don't know if it's federal or if it's state.
It was a state highway.
It is differentiated 82nd from just about every other avenue that we have that we can apply alterations too.
Yeah.
I believe it's a state highway.
It was owned by ODOT, but it was sold back to the, or basically transferred to the city 4 years ago, 2021.
Yeah, it was a Joanne Hardesty project to get 82nd, and I believe Powell, I think, has been recently transferred to PBOT, mm-hmm. just because ODOT has done absolutely...
Lombard is still an ODOT street.
Oh, yeah, positive. That's right.
Well, call me Rip Van Winkle because I've apparently been asleep for 4 years.
Well, you wouldn't, not too much has changed on the street. So.
That's true.
What's been done with division is an example of what we as a city are choosing to do, and that is to have extensions of curbs, and various swales here and there, hither and yon. And there are a lot of people, naturally, they're going to be upset. And, of course, they are generally motorists. Mm-hmm. And my own slogan as a bicyclist is that motorists are terrorists and the Homeland Security has not yet been advised. Be that as it may, I beg your pardon. The issue of Coach Billups is kind of sad, and I had the opportunity to look up, to go to your Google, children, to go to my Google and find that indeed there are such things as X Ray poker table. And it is devastating for those of us who think, oh, poker, well, that's a clean sport. I have friends that play poker, and it's a thing. And we have these underground gambling dens with X-ray poker tables.
Yeah, gosh,
you can go to your Google and find out that it is indeed a thing, and it's what the human heart is: cheating, fraud. Oh, and a little more cheating and more fraud.
There's something almost more unbelievable and movie-like about an X-ray poker table than stealing a bunch of jewels from the Louvre and getting away with it, dropping a crown in the gutter. That could take place in the same movie, actually.
You are absolutely correct, because the movie stuff is great. From the years gone by when Robert Wagner starred in a television series called It Takes a Thief, which was a fabulous, fabulous weekly television series, first in black and white and then in color. And, of course, Robert Wagner, we're not going to get started on Mr. Wagner, but in any case, the unbelievability of this X-ray poker table has been blown completely out of the pool. Because leave it up to the humans, the motorist, who is determined somehow to get in front of you. Just got me in front of you. But that's all there is to it. And the jewel thief that got to have those, and the poker card sharp who's going to take your money. It's devastating, and yet at the same time so thrilling, just to be alive to witness all this crap.
Well, thrilling to be alive to witness all the crap. I kind of like that.
Beautiful to be alive to witness all this beautiful crap. You know, leave it up to X-ray poker tables to sully the reputation of poker.
as a good clean game.
But I think Eugenie, I back to your little box, and I hope that you have a great sopping wet weekend.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that.
I just think, there are classic telltale signs now because we have sort of like a public engagement aspect of this show. So yes, for the listener, if you find yourself in a high stakes poker game,
right,
which we all do from time to time, there are some sort of actions you can take to ensure that at least in this facet, you're not being taken advantage of. That is, if your poker dealer is also a lab technician.
If you notice that your poker dealer is wearing like a big, heavy lead vest, that might be an indication that there's
And they turn on a switch and you hear just a faint buzzing.
If you hear a faint humming, it's possible that the game is not as clean as one might have hoped.
This is sort of a two-stage thing. Would be the first element that should kind of maybe set off the little, ding something in your head going, wait a second, wait a touch. And then if you if you have your hands under the table and you look down, you're able to see your bones through the table.
Yeah.
Second indication.
Yeah, I personally not usually able to see my own bones. I know they're in there because science told me, but if you can see them, that feels like, maybe that's not. Something this is not a normal poker game.
Cash out.
Though, granted,
calmly stand up.
You are
walk out of the room. Say thank you.
Hey, keep your cool. First
to
of all.
the NBA greats, sports greats that are in the room. Say right. Sorry, I gotta. forgot. I gotta.
I gotta pick
bagel
my kid
in the
up.
Oven.
Oh, my bagel
slash kid in the.
Cooking a bagel
wait,
at
if
school.
If the kid's in the oven, then the bagel's at school.
I dropped my bagel off at school by accident. This is involving prominent East Coast mafia crime families as well.
La Cosa Nostra.
Yes, the mafia, as we like to call them in the U.S. And so I don't know. I guess if you know that maybe there's some mafia types in the poker game, maybe you're a little bit more on edge about that than you are about, because it was X-ray tables.
You.
X-ray tables, special glasses also. Not X-ray specs, unfortunately. I would love to
Oh, that's the third thing. Yeah.
those were two separate items. If you would have loved to have them combined.
If your fellow players are wearing some sort of Rube Goldbergian glasses that function also as
sort of a contraption of sorts, it might not be. It's possibly not a
submarine periscope that's attached to to glasses, and they're being held up by a series of wires.
Yeah. It's possible that they could be cheating.
Wait a second.
You just have to admit that it's possible.
There's a if there's a drone flying around in the room.
That might be bad too.
And someone has Google Glasses on.
Whoa, you have Google Glasses on right now and they're malfunctioning. Wow, it's really coming full circle. Folks, if you would like to call to talk to us about this, please, 503-231-8187 is the phone number. You know, we're also thinking, like, take a bet, not a real one. We're not actually advising that in any way. But like, if you were going to bet, if you were going to do a bad bet or a good bet, what's going to happen? Like, by the end of this year, what's your money on? What's going to happen? It could be in your personal life. It could be in the world. You want to put money on the fact that it'll snow in Portland by December.
And you could
I don't know
kind
if I'd agree with you, but you could do that.
You could do kind of a parlay bet. So you could say,
yeah, this is only a verbal parlay and actually is not redeemable for any type of legal tender. But if you want to do that with us on air, please, 503-231-8187.
Call in. Do you think the Louvre is going to get broken into again? And it will snow in Portland. And Trailblazers win the NBA championship December. Yes. They somehow lock it up by December.
I mean, look, is it impossible? Stranger things have happened.
I think they should also have a aspect of the NBA where if you raise enough, if you do like... you like sell Girl Scout cookies or you sell
chocolate bars or something.
Chocolate bars, and you get enough funds by the end of the year that you automatically win the NBA championship, and then you just play out the rest of the year, and it's meaningless.
Yeah, whoever has the best spirit and whoever's been through the most adversity, perhaps
we should definitely introduce the adversity aspect this year.
That is a criteria that could really come in our favor. I want to mention a little bit of this other NBA indictment as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which, again, I'm not totally sure. I don't think that Billups was involved in this. This was not the X-ray spec poker game with the mafia. Although, again, wild. Wild that happened. But there's another NBA scandal, which is players... including Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier calling around to other players like, is so-and-so injured? Is so-and-so going to play today? Kind of just trying to get an idea of what teams are doing before those things are announced publicly in order to place bets. So that's what we know for sure. There is also potentially, I mean, I think the rigging games is maybe the most rigging or throwing games, I think, is
lucrative.
I feel like that's the most offensive to the sport.
Oh, that is pretty offensive to the sport. There is
insider
something...
training on like an achy knee.
Yeah,
you know that. But I there might have even been a part that's, you know,
trading on an achy knee. Love it. The old achy knee.
They're and again, we're back in the courtroom, Your Honor.
My knee is quaking again. I think I'm about to place a prop bet.
But I mean, even like, you know, there might have been. I think there was something about bets on whether so-and-so would play the whole game. And so it's like, oh, coach, like, tummy ache. Can I come out?
I got a tummy ache.
Like, yeah, sure. So
that does seem, yeah. There is something also just so brazen about, like, hustling individual people in a poker game. I think they said it made about $7 million, the high-stakes poker games. It's just, it's kind of... I don't know. There's something very humorous about the like what seemed like quite minuscule gains in the grand scheme of things, a couple million dollars, and you're like swindling just like individual people versus like the potential lucrative gains of like manipulating an entire sport and capturing information that has, you know, potential, I don't know, just limitless monetary potential.
Right. And I mean, I think it's special in a game like basketball because it's not, I mean, you don't expect that in basketball. And even being able to bet
cheating,
well, cheating, or that there's an idea of rigging even. I think that is
What sport do you expect it in?
Baseball. Wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's part of the conceit, you know, is that there's
subterfuge.
Like there's a storyline involved.
Kayfabe.
Kayfabe, thank you. But right, there was also this scandal last year, with Shohei Ohtani's translator saying, like, betting on some crazy things. But sports betting has gotten wild. I don't know if we haven't talked about it on this show, but the explosion of sports betting apps, and that sports betting over the past few years has become so embedded mm-hmm. in the way that franchises, that Major League anything, is being funded.
Yeah, it's like completely seamlessly integrated as a partner of sports,
right?
Even though it's
it used to be something not that long ago
depraved
that was that you could only do at the racetrack,
yeah,
and it was seen as
only do down at the dog track,
seedy, and you know. You have to be a true gambling addict,
and you had to do it in person as well.
Right, true.
Go down, place your bet. Now you can just do it right on your handy mobile device.
Yeah, throw away $50 on something that will never happen.
You go down. There's like a guy with a fedora. Mm-hmm. They got little slips of paper. They stick in their hats. I might be confusing them with an old news.
Yeah,
cameraman.
I was curious about the papers in hats thing, but again. I'm the lawyer with all of the paper in my shirt, so...
You are the famously...
Yeah.
With paper spilling out of the shirt.
Out of my shirt and out of my blazer.
Like a sort of, like a stuffed turkey.
Representing the blazers. Yeah, totally. I'm incomprehensibly covered in paper.
Whereas I am the beplumed...
Good word.
Beplumed poker impresario.
Whoa. X-ray table. When are they going to make an MRI table?
I'm vomiting behind the X-ray table.
I don't think they could do an MRI table.
That would be... Yeah, what if...
Because if you were wearing a metal belt buckle, you'd be screwed. I don't think that's good at all.
I think that might be...
Hey, so we have to... We all have to...
Yeah, one second.
Only be wearing... We all have to put on these hospital gowns to play this game of poker. You don't have any like belly button piercings or anything, do you? Cool. All right, we're good.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have
prosthetic
to tell me.
Limbs. Yeah.
That's not a belly button ring that allows you to cheat, is it?
That would be potentially dangerous for like former athletes, where a lot of them might have like knee replacements, things like that. Just getting rocketed across the room, try to play it off casual.
Hmm. Well, now we're sort of spitting out new.
Oh, I guess I'm just running to that table. They can't keep me away.
They can't keep me away.
I physically can't keep myself away, in fact. And I do not think it's the... This
special table will repel you if you're going to cheat.
In this context, it's not the gambling addiction as well. I think there's something actually physical at play.
Some sort of rays that we can't see from this table, although it looks like a normal table. Folks, do you want to call, please? 503-231-8187.
It seems like everyone has zero... It seems like we have a non-gambling...
Calling, yeah, do you guys like gambling?
Listener base.
You can call about that. I guess you guys are fine with rigged poker games run by the mafia? That's what it seems like if you don't call. 503-231-8187.
I've already voiced my support for the Louver.
Yeah.
I'm getting right under Jeff's skin. I was going to call it the lever.
Don't do that.
They must have called it the lever because they were leaving with all those jewels.
I don't know about this bit. I don't think that's anything. Okay, let's talk about your sort of bets for what might happen by the end of the year. What do you think is going to happen?
In Portland sports?
It could be in Portland sports, sure.
My prediction for Portland sports. Let's see, we're dealing with the Blazers.
Sure. That's one of the teams that we have.
I guess the Timbers are still alive. Thorns are still
as
going
opposed
strong.
To what?
Alive, non-extent.
Whoa! Oh, sorry, their season is still going.
Season
go
is still
go
going.
Ahead,
it's go a term ahead. You use in sporting.
Okay, I'm just depressed because the Mariners lost.
That was crushing. Okay, yeah. My prediction is that they will do an audit of the baseball game, the Game 7 baseball game. They'll find that the pitcher's foot was not on the mound. There was illegal hand gestures.
Yeah.
There was illegal spinning. They will take a saliva count from the game, where they'll find out. They'll find trace elements of cadmium, radon. They'll figure out that they were using
Everybody was irradiated, and that's why
they're
we
using X-ray gum.
That's why that's exactly what happened.
To see through their mouth into, anyway,
Yeah.
They'll reestablish the Mariners in the World Series in the rightful place where they'll then be shut up by the Dodgers in four games.
And it would be an honor.
It would be an... Yeah, can't they just have... I mean, who are we kidding? No one's beaten the Dodgers. Couldn't the Toronto team just have been like, hey, guys, we'll let you go to the World Series. Just take us back some of that famous World Series fudge that they keep in the players in the clubhouse.
No, come on. There's a lot riding on the Dodgers losing.
You've got like $250,000 riding on.
Yeah, I'm really talking out of both sides of my mouth about this sports betting thing.
Althea did place a incredibly large bet, using some of the cable money, honestly, on the Mariners winning. Hence a bit of the sweating. It's mostly the wool suit, but I will say that some of the sweating is
stuffed with paper.
Stuffed with paper.
But I am on the hook for quite a sum.
Not green paper, mind you.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's held up in Reno, Nevada.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's offshore.
It's offshore.
It was crypto gambling, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was.
So it has to be in the Bahamas.
Well, that's a sustained. At least it's got a sort of sustainable element built into the gambling model.
Yeah, yeah. There was a line in the Mercury article about just one of the charges against Billups is crypto fraud, along with money laundering, bank fraud, wire fraud.
I think
fraud,
that's so funny. It does seem
illegal
like
illegal gambling. It's like, yeah,
a redundancy crypto fraud.
As opposed to legitimate crypto business.
Yeah. Why, I'm a legitimate crypto entrepreneur. Yeah.
And that's why my shirt is stuffed full of all of these papers that I have to show you. Okay, sorry. Your prediction.
My prediction. No, you go with your prediction because I've already said my prediction.
What? You didn't know you didn't... Oh, your prediction is that the Mariners will actually go to the World Series?
Yeah, my prediction is that they'll be audited and they'll be reestablished in the World Series.
Hmm.
But they'll have to hold it in like December.
That's a perfect time for baseball. We love that. Yeah, we're calling New York to see if we can audit the baseball game. No, it's just unfortunate, guys. But can I say... Okay, sorry, this is actually not a prediction. I predict that the Mariners... Well, no, it is a prediction.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm switching.
I was going to say, if you do say I predict, it does sort of like couch it in a sort of prediction type.
I predict, and this is not by the end of the year, I predict the Mariners are not going to be terrible next year. I think they're going to be pretty good. But everybody's
bold
like, they're
claim
going to...
from Althea.
You've not followed the Mariners, I can tell. But everybody's talking about how
the
they're going to backslide.
My heart was crushed as a child by the Mariners. I have yet to see the Mariners win in... What is it now? It's not Safeco Field anymore, is it?
T-Mobile Park.
Oh, beautiful T-Mobile Park.
You can't... This is how I consoled myself when they lost, is like I was sad, I cried a little bit, and then I was like, you know, winning is not why you like the Mariners. Not why I like the Mariners.
No.
Not at all. In fact, my enjoyment of the Mariners has never been contingent on winning, mostly because it couldn't be. It couldn't possibly be. So... But everybody's like,
they're
going to be terrible next year. Why are they going to be terrible?
Because they'll be so sad.
No.
They'll be crying all the time.
Well, maybe. They were definitely crying when they lost.
Yeah, as they should.
Yeah, because they wanted to win.
No, I also firmly, and I've stated this many times, I firmly support Pacific Northwest teams losing tragically, either being terrible or... vastly overperforming only to break your heart in the most meaningful moment when they could actually break the curse. It's a beautiful sort of cycle of pain and torture that they inflict upon any Pacific Northwest fan goer.
Right. But I mean, along with the joy and elation of winning is you have
the jaws of defeat.
The jaws of defeat is losing as well.
Now, we mostly get the latter.
Yeah.
There's not
Make
so much
peace
of the,
with it. Make
the dialectic.
No.
We lose so others can win.
I don't really like that.
Oh, you don't?
I'm not doing it for other people.
Well, I think we should be... this is actually valuable insider information that we could be selling as part of a
gambling.
On. Well, if people call in, I'll just be like, I think the Blazers are going to lose tonight. And they'll be like, okay. And then I'll say first, I'll be like, you want some information for $50,000?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, yeah, I do.
And you're going to say, give them the 50.
Well-informed Pacific Northwest sports fan who's able to definitely name all the sports teams in this city.
Well, you can name all the teams. They let you do that.
I don't think I actually even can.
No?
The Pickles.
What's the new WNBA team called? Do you know?
I do know that. Okay. Portland Fire.
Yeah.
Which, not. I do think it's lack of foresight where when you... I remember when they announced the name Portland Fire, then they had to put in a caveat to say to all those that had, you know, like who were personally afflicted by the fires in Oregon. And it was like, I think that might be a flaw in your naming model that you might want to
take one more crack at it, guys.
Maybe name it after something that doesn't generate psychological trauma for.
Well, it's also confusing that it's like fire and rescue. It sounds like the fire department.
It does sound also like the fire department.
Yeah,
they should. You can name it anything. The crazy chihuahuas.
That'd be good. Well, I don't know. It doesn't really roll off the tongue or have any connection to where we live. But
it should be color plus animal.
Color plus, okay.
The blue chipmunks.
Uh-huh. Now that's interesting. Blue chipmunks. Well, it is unfortunately the fire. I wonder how they're going to personify that in terms of a mascot.
They're going to light the building on fire.
Don't say that.
Okay. For the insurance money.
Right.
Althea.
Of course, of course. It really was a crime.
Let's light the flame.
It really was a crime-filled episode.
It's kind of getting out of hand.
It really was a crime-filled episode today, huh?
It was.
Crimes against cars, bus lanes.
Yeah.
Crimes against jewels.
the greatest crime.
And crimes.
Taking away my precious car lane.
Yeah, yeah. Rate these in terms of how serious of offenses they
are. I do like the image portrayed by the the business interests on 82nd that they're just going to remove all access to. You'll be driving down 82nd, you'll be like, oh, I'd love to go to Fubon right now, but I can't actually cross over into the parking lot because I'm denied access.
They don't let you anymore.
Sorry.
Well,
going to businesses will now be illegal in Portland.
Here's what they didn't talk about is the possibility that you would get honked at by a bus, or dinged at by the light rail.
Mm.
That scares me personally.
Really?
Because
I have that happen all the time.
You do? How do you live with yourself?
Not all the time, but...
It's so embarrassing.
Okay, I will say...
sorry, if you're not embarrassed, then...
outing myself, but I will bike down 6th Avenue, and then I will use the bus lane to turn onto Madison sometimes.
Wow.
It's mostly when they're stopped there, and then I pull in to turn. I'm not, like, cutting in front of them, but they'll give me a little tick-tick.
Yeah.
So they're like, don't do that.
Well, here's why I think
and every time I go, I'm so sorry, I'm never do it again.
There's a whole contingent of people, 20 to 50 people on that public transit.
I thought it was one person.
That is watching you be dinged at and be an idiot. And that's the part that
you
I don't like.
You think all of them are looking out the window?
I know I am when they're dinging at somebody. Why aren't we moving right now? Some idiot is in the lane that they're not supposed to be in.
No, I think they're probably reading the latest...
Name a thing. Let's hear it.
They are reading the book.
They're reading the book, totally. I think we are actually running out of time here, unfortunately, as much as I would love
to hear reading about. The MyPillow autobiography that I have in my backpack because I got it from Super Thrift.
What?
For 50 cents.
Why do you have that? Well, this is going to have to be an off-air conversation. Oh. The front cover is holographic.
The front cover and the back cover are holographic.
Sorry, before we go, the MyPillow CEO, a total whack job. What are the odds from
Mike Lindell?
From crack addict to CEO. Wow. I mean, we're going to talk about that, but we unfortunately have to go. We'll be back next week. You've been listening to Genius Box. I've been here with Reed.
Hello.
We're saying goodbye.
I'm sorry. Goodbye.
I'm Althea. Thank you to Nate, our board op.
Thank you, Nate.
We'll see you next time.
For the gummy Venus de Milo.
say no, no, no. KBOO, Portland, 90.7 FM. You don't know.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communication Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.